It's the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer, and we've made our way to Munich, North Dakota, up north, visiting with Jordan MacArthur. And Jordan, overall, been pretty dry start, and you haven't really got much rain since then until now, correct?
Yes, very correct. We started out planting very, very dry. There was some moisture there, and then we prayed for rain, and the rain came, and she didn't quit all through June, and July rolled around and she got really hot and dry and no more rains. So we finally, this is our probably one of our better rains we've had since June. We got about 90 hundreds here on Sunday night through Monday. So,
well, and some troubles earlier in the growing season too with some storm damage, correct?
Yes, in June we had some pretty brutal some hail. I've never seen it as bad as it was. A lot of fields got wiped out. The soybeans suffered the most from it. Far as canola, that I think all the crop in general just kind of got affected from the hail. That's around this area, I guess. So.
Yep. So let's specifically dive into that soybean crop. Where are we at as far as maturity? How are we going to finish?
I would say it. We're going to finish this little bit of rain we got here. It's going to help for some seed size or whatnot. But we're still, there's some fields really drying down. I would say, middle of September, guys will be maybe starting on some fields, and which will be really early, considering the fact. But, it's as far as the yield's going to be, it's going to be all over the board. It's wherever the rain was and what the ground moisture was like. So,
yeah. I mean, just out of curiosity, what usually is an average crop up here in the Northland?
It varies. I always say seeded acres field averages, you pray for 30 plus. This year it's going to be way below that, I think, on certain fields. Some guys will be fortunate, but others not so much. Just it's all where the rains were, so.
Yeah, most definitely. And switching gears a little bit over to the corn side of things, as we stand here and look at the crop, it's certainly firing up pretty quick.
Yes, it started here, 3 weeks ago or whatnot. She's really starting to fire up. There's pockets in the field that are already black layered, and there's pockets that are still, quarter milk line and have a long ways to go. So it's going to be interesting to see. I still think we're going to be combining corn the end of September, early October, and a lot of it's going to be dry. So that's going to be as far as what the yield's going to be like, not quite sure, but that's going to be kind of nice to combine dry corn for once.
Most definitely. And you were talking to on the genetic side of things and just what Pioneer has to offer. Some changes may need to be made next year as far as corn is concerned.
Yes. This year, last year we seen a little bit more corn borer than we'd like. And this year it's really starting to heat up. There's getting to be a lot of corn borer out there. So guys are going to have to make that management decision to start planting some BT corn and hopefully take care of it. So
yeah, well, thanks for visiting with us, Jordan, and thanks and hope for a safe harvest in this neck of the woods.
Yep, thank you, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, we've been visiting again with Jordan MacArthur up in Munich, North Dakota, on the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer.